Hi, it's Patrick here with a very special Cut Out and Keep World Series pod about baseball's sign language. And if, like me, if you didn't grow up watching or playing baseball, you have no real idea about what's going on until the commentator tells you. But these signs, they're incredibly useful. They cut across the various verbal languages that are spoken on the field, the increasingly multilingual field. And depending on how you think about this language, it's either deceptively simple or deceptively complex. Over now to Big Show host Marco Werman.
Earlier this week, we spoke with Japanese baseball journalist Masashi Yamazaki about Red Sox pitcher Koji Uehara, and I asked Yamazaki this question. Koji, his English is not very good, and he has to communicate with the catcher. There's no translator on the field. How does he do that?
Body language.
Body language, right. So for the uninitiated, we asked the world's Nina Porzuki to find out how ball players from different parts of the globe get on the same body language groove.
So he may not speak English fluently, but Koji Uehara doesn't need English to be fluent in the language of baseball. It's as easy as ABC, or, well, 1, 2, 3.
One finger is a fastball. Sometimes that index finger will get swirled, and that'll mean two-seam fastball. Sometimes it'll be a sharp knifing motion.
Okay, so it's not so easy. Dirk Hayhurst knows that. He's a retired major league pitcher, and he speaks fluent baseball. And all those swirling fingers and knifing motions are the way he would speak with the catcher. In fact, Hayhurst pitched many, many games in the minor leagues to a catcher who hardly spoke a word of English.
We just broke camp from spring training and we're driving the team bus out to our minor league team in California. He's sitting on the bus reading a book called English for Dummies. And I felt like so ironic.
But on the field, it was an entirely different story.
It's like you spend 1 week throwing to this guy and he knows what you want to do. He's worried about, I know what his best pitches are. I know what he likes to throw to certain hitters in certain counts. And that's something I can learn by just putting down a series of ones and twos and threes.
And it goes beyond mere hand gestures. Speaking the language of baseball also means knowing the unwritten rules of the game. And rule number one, you don't peek. That means the batter can never look back at the catcher to look at the signs. That's called stealing the signs. When that did happen on the field for Hayhurst's Spanish-speaking catcher, language was a non-issue.
So my catcher, who doesn't speak a lick of English outside of these baseball rules, comes out and says, he peeking, hit him. And that's the only English he really could give me. And so the next pitch I threw was high and tight and put this guy in his butt. And I don't think you read that in the English for Dummies book.
By the way, when you want to beam someone, Hayhurst informs me, the sign is an overturned palm with a thumb gesturing angrily.
Really, the basis for signs and signals and sign stealing in baseball pretty much go back to the American Civil War.
That's Paul Dixon, the author of The Hidden Language of Baseball. Baseball was, of course, played before the Civil War. But what crystallized during that war was the use of coded hand signals by soldiers from both sides of the battlefield to communicate. After the war, those coded signs were carried over from the battlefield to the ball field. The jump from soldiers in battle to men on a field isn't a hard leap to make, says Dixon.
The fact that the manager, who is the field general, is in uniform and he's directing. The first and third base coaches are the first lieutenants. The catcher is the sergeant directing the men directly in the field. Pitcher and catcher are the battery.
Signs, says Dixon, are not only meant to communicate with your allies, but to confuse your enemy, who is actively trying to break the code. Just as the unwritten peeking rule is universal, so it seems is the act of sign stealing or decoding the opposite team's signs. And throwing deeks or decoy signs, that's part of the game too.
Yeah, you have to disguise your signs. Basically, you got your poker face out there in front of the world.
Joe Vavra is a third base coach for the Minnesota Twins. He's got a pretty good poker face and a good memory. While he's throwing out deeks, he also has to remember the real signs for each player on the team and teach them the signs.
We'll go over them and we'll go over them and we'll go over them.
As for teaching the players who don't speak English, who needs it? Vavra just mimes the movements of the game.
I can show them the action and they understand. I can illustrate a base hit bunt and they'll, oh, okay.
Still, not every play in baseball can be reduced to a tap on the forehead or a brush of the arm. Language is sometimes necessary. Like the mound visit, when the players and the coach come together to discuss strategy or whatever's on their minds.
Excuse me, what the hell's going on out here?
Well,
Nuke's scared because his eyelids are jammed and his old man's here. We need a live... Was there a live rooster? We need a live rooster to take the curse off Jose's glove, and nobody seems to know what to get Millie or Jimmy for their wedding present. Is that about right?
That's right.
We're dealing with a lot of...
Well, unlike in Bull Durham, what happens when everyone speaks a different language? Dick Hayhurst says that, yeah, you sometimes got to bring the interpreter to the mound.
So the interpreter will speak, and the shortstop will try to reiterate what the interpreter is trying to reiterate from the coach to the second baseman, who speaks really only fluent Japanese. And the funny thing is that whether the Japanese second baseman understands or not, he will be bowing his head over and over again, which confuses the American coach because that's a sign of he understands what I'm saying. Well, not necessarily. It might just be that he's respectfully hearing and showing that you are the coach. It's an act of social reverence. It can be a recipe for disaster. It totally can.
But oddly enough, says Hayhurst, more often than not, miscommunication has nothing to do with language.
I see guys mess up signs and throw balls to the backstop who speak the same language way more than I see problems with people who grew up 3,000 miles away from each other.
So this weekend, when you're watching the series, be on the lookout. There's a whole lot of language going on. For the world, I'm Nina Porzucchi.
That's it for today. If you're in a place in the world where you know or care about baseball, enjoy the rest of the World Series. May the better team win. Oh, heck, I don't mean that. Go Sox! There's more at pri.org/language, also on Facebook and on Twitter. I tweet as Patricox, PatriCox. I'll be back on Monday with something on the language of tech business. Silicon Valley meets India. See you then.